season begins, and it all begins here tonight at 8:01. Everything starts late here this evening because of the Super Tuesday. So voting out there, and again, so an 8:01 tip-off here. So we're about 5 minutes away from player introductions and tip-off here. Well, player introductions anyway, about another 10 minutes here before tip-off. The winner of this one will face the winner of the number 2 seed Springfield Tigers and the number 7 seed Medalia Blackhawks. They're playing tonight in Springfield, and that game will be Thursday night at 7:45 at the St. Peter High School. So the Knights, the Rebels, one of these teams looking to move on here and face either Springfield or Medalia on Thursday night in the second game there at 7:45 at the St. Peter High School. We'll be back with more on our pregame show in 3 minutes.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm. TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
Extend the life of your equipment with the best warranty program and risk management tool in the agriculture industry. The Cenex Total Protection Plan covers new and used equipment. Receive up to 10 years or 10,000 hours of engine coverage when you use Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel and synthetic lubricants. With no deductible, the Cenex Total Protection Plan provides unmatched coverage to give you the power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
To enroll in the Cenex Total Protection Plan, contact New Way K&H Cooperative at 800-445-4111 or visit newway-knh.com.
One thing I truly believe is the importance of taking care of our veterans. Hi, this is Dr. Shane Tafe of Tafe Wellness Center in Armstrong and Algona. And I have found that many veterans are unaware that as part of your VA benefits, you can receive chiropractic care at no cost to you. As a preferred VA provider, we can help you navigate this process. Give us a call at 515-575-9123 to see how we can help you stay feeling your best. Find us at TafeWellnessCenter.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, we are back here as we're going to take a look here at the Section 2 double or Section 2A brackets here. As Mountain Lake Comfrey, the number 1 seed in the South, will be taking on Martin County West. It's Mankato Loyola hosting Truman Martin Luther Grenada on the East Chain. The 4-5 matchup there. And, of course, we have the 3-6 here, USC hosting Alden Conger. And the 7-2 matchup, Springfield Medalia, again in Springfield. So that's what's on the bracket here for the South side. And, of course, the north side of the bracket, that has Sleepy Eye St. Mary's taking out hosting New Ulm Cathedral in the 1-8 game. The 4-5 has Lester Prairie versus Cedar Mountain. The 3-6 over on the north is Bold versus GFW. And the 2-7 matchup, Sleepy Eye versus Atwater Cosmos Grove City in Sleepy Eye tonight. So that's the whole bracket in Section 2A. We will have our starting lineups coming up after this.
There's a perfect planting window you try to plant in, but it isn't always a very long time. With SpeedTube, only from Precision Planting, you can take advantage of that window by planting at twice the speed while still maintaining accurate seed spacing. This is Amber from Johnson Seeds of Wells. If you want to learn more about SpeedTube or other ways to transform your planter with Precision Planting, give us a call at 507-553-6136. Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
And we are back here. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here tonight for the Alden Conger Knights. It'll be number 0, 6-foot junior Quentin Guanella. Number 2, 5'10 senior Tyler Erickson. Number 15, 6'1 senior Jaden Lynn. Number 22, 6'2 junior Andrew Wasmone. And at number 24, 6-foot senior Parker Hintz. The Alden Conger Knights, coached by Jay Guanella, assistant coach Joe Brooks, and Aiden Cummings. For the USC Rebels, starting for them, number 1, 6-foot senior Jonathan Stanky. Number 2, 6-foot junior Aiden Crabtree. Number 4, 5'10 junior Dylan Bonsack. Number 10, 6'3", junior, C.J. Schumann. And number 23, 6'3", senior, Blake Bullerman. The Rebels coached by Adam Walker, assisted by Steve Voigt, Ryan Crabtree, Adam Raitar, and Brennan Magnuson. And again, we want to thank USC staff, Joe Kuchenmeister, the AD, setting us up courtside here as we're ready to call some action here tonight. All right, so we're going to take one last break as tip-off is coming up in 1 minute.
It's Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Stop in and see their new spring merchandise and draw your own discount on your entire purchase. Don't miss the savings during Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th from 8 to 5 and Saturday, March 16th from 8 to noon at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. In-stock merchandise only, repair work not included.
Do you know where to find top healthcare for you and your family? The best is closer than you think. United Hospital District has been named one of America's best hospitals in 2023 for the category of under 25 beds by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Only those hospitals that go above and beyond on care and attention earn this recognition, and we couldn't be prouder to have made the list. Now you can receive the best level of care right here close to home. Visit UHD.org to learn more. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
And we are back here as we are minutes away from tip-off here tonight. Again, running out those lineups here. It's Quentin Guadilla, Tyler Erickson, Jaden Lynn, Andrew Wasmone, and Parker Hintz for the Knights of Alden Conger. And for USC, it'll be senior Jonathan Stanky, junior Aiden Crabtree, junior Dylan Bonsack, junior CJ Schumann, and senior Blake Bullerman here for the Rebels. Again, as we have to wait till 8:01 to tip this one off here tonight because of Super Tuesday. Be nice if they would just avoid Super Tuesday for games, or let's just play at our regular time. I don't know. That's just me. As we are ready to play here from Wells, CJ Schumann, center circle. Jaden Lynn, center circle for the Knights. Here we go. It's playoffs, ladies and gentlemen. And tip is won by the Knights as they will control the ball first. Parker Hintz calls off an offensive set, and we did not get the clock started. The clock did not move. So now we're looking to fix that. Something might not be, maybe a loose wire at the scoreboard. As, there we go, the clock. And we get the shot clock down to, oh, what a way to start this ball game. Let's just start it over. No, I'm sure they don't want to do that. Knights won the tip. Here we go as they're working there at the scoreboard. We'll keep it right here. The minute I leave, we'll get it going here again. So we'll just stay put. Again, winner of this one will take on the winner of Springfield Medelia. And again, that's the 7:45 game Thursday at St. Peter High School. So now we are getting everything reset here as the fans are off Lancey here, ready to get things rocking here in Wells. A good crowd here, of course, for the Rebels, and a nice crowd here from Alden Conger as, short trip down the interstate. So, all right, 2 seconds as off the clock now. Here we go, inbound. Parker Hintz now. Crabtree on him, gets the screen, now the shot, he pulls up and he knocks it down. Parker hits for two, and it's a 2-0 Alden Conger lead as the Knights score on their first possession. Jonathan Stanky has it to Bullerman, over to Crabtree, back to Jonathan Stanky, stops, looks over to Bonsack. Bonsack, three-pointers off the mark, no good, and rebounded by Schumann. Schumann gives it up to Crabtree. And Stanky goes up, no good. Rebounded by the Knights. Hintz with the basketball, gives it up to Erickson. Erickson looks inside. Now over to Guanilla. Guanilla gives it back. Now he gets it back. He'll take a three. He's off the mark on the three-pointer. And the ball is loose, rebounded by the Knights. And the shot goes up, and that is missed there by 22 Osmond. And there's a whistle. And we're going to get a foul on Jonathan Stanky, his first. And the team's first. As the Knights will inbound. And almost turned it over, but they reconvene, grabbing the ball. And that one shot up by Osmond is no good. Blake Bullerman is there for the rebound. Ahead to Jonathan Stanky, and boy, boom, like a bolt of lightning. He is down the floor, gets fouled on the layup, and Parker Hintz picks up the foul. So that'll put Jonathan Stanky to the free throw line now. And the free throw, first one, is off the mark, no good. So Jonathan Stanky now with the Next shot on the second free throw attempt. And that one is good. Count it. And it's 2-1 Alden Conger. Quinella brings it up now, gives it up here to Lynn. Lynn holds it high. Now swings it back over to Parker Hintz. To Quinella on Hintz now, who cuts, takes a baseline jumper, and he knocks it down for two. He's got four. And now swinging it over to Bullerman at the free throw line. He looks up over to Crabtree now. And a bounce pass to Johnny Stanky, and then it's turned over by the Rebels. And here come the Knights. Three in the corner is up, and it is good by Tyler Erickson. Here we go. Bonsack almost gets it knocked away, recovers the basketball. Stanky, corner three is off the mark, no good, and it is rebounded by the Knights. So here come the Knights now. Inside they go to Wasmone. He's working, he misses that shot. And it's rebounded by USC. 7-1, though, our score. In favor of the Alden Conger Knights. Jonathan Stanky on the take. Off the glass is good. He's got three. And he's got all three of the Rebel points. 7-3 Alden Conger now, as Erickson will bring it up. Inside they go, and we get a push on Blake Bullerman. Darren Lynn will check in here, number five for Alden Conger. And the Knights will inbound. And they give it up to Lynn. Now over to Guadella. He spins. Shot goes up. Off the mark, no good. And it's a rebound for C.J. Schumann. And now inside to Schumann. He's short on the shot. Goes up again. Second chance, and he gets it to go. So C.J. Schumann there with a nice shot on the putback of his miss. And now cutting is Quinella, and he will get two off the cut and the bucket. 9-5 now our score. Alden Conger with a lead. To Bullerman at the free throw line now. Finds Bonsack, pump fake, drives, and there's going to be a foul called. On number five, that'll be Darren Lynn picking up foul number one. Second team foul. Rebels inbound. Schumann finds Stanky driving the baseline. The ball's knocked away, blocked. And here come the Knights. And they find Guadella. Guadella with the shot is short. Rebounded there by number five, Darren Lynn. And the putback attempt, he is fouled on. And here he goes from the free throw line. That free throw, no good. So here we go, next free throw, as let's see, number three, Zayden Schott has checked in for the Rebels. And the rebound by Bonsack off that miss. So Darren Lynn goes 0 for 2 on the free throw line there. It's 9-5, Alden Conger leading USC. And here we go, Jonathan Stanky now with the basketball. Lynn comes up on him, gets a screen from Schumann. Shot taken by Crabtree, and it'll get wedged between the rim and the backboard. And it'll be a jump ball, and it'll be USC's basketball on the jump. Jonathan Stanky will inbound. Shot clock is at 10. Into Schumann, now out of Bonsack, now to shot. There's a little baseline shot by Jonathan Stanky, and it's no good. As the rebound goes to Alden Conger. Wasmone has it. He'll kick it back into the corner. Shot taken by Quentin Guadella, and that's a three for him. He's got five. And it's 12-5 in favor of the Knights. Stanky kicks it up to Crabtree. Crabtree loses the ball, and it's a turnover. And the lay-in is good for Parker Hintz. He's got six. And the Rebels down 14-5, 12:36 to play first half. We've got a timeout on the floor by the Rebels. More in 1 minute.
Founded in 1915, Farmers Co-op Association has grown to four locations throughout northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, offering full-service agronomy, grain, energy, and feed. Farmers Co-op Association is proud to be owned by the customers which they serve. Community plays a large role in what they stand for. Because of this, they believe in doing business locally as well as giving back to the communities that their employees and patrons live in. Farmers Co-op Association, with locations in Forest City, Leland, Buffalo Center, and Keister, is here to serve you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
And we're back here with 12:35 to play first half. 14-5, the Knights leading the Rebels here. And the Section 2A playoff matchup. And that one's stolen away, but then it's thrown right back out of bounds and going back to the Rebels there. Rare steal there. You see Erickson getting the steal there from Martinez. You not see that often. It's usually Johnny getting all the steals. And another one was tipped and taken away. But then another one thrown away. So here we go. Deja vu all over again. All right. Let's see what happens this time around. Bonsack now to Stanky. Stanky gets into the paint, kicks it, and it's Zayden Schott with a shot in the corner, no good. And a last touch by Alden Conger. It'll be USC basketball. Under 12 to play, first half. Schumann gets the inbound pass. Now to Jonathan Stanky in the paint, spins, and gets out of there. Gets out of that traffic. Now they find Stanky again. Top of the key, he's looking. At the free throw line, now goes up with a shot. It's blocked by Wasmone. And with 5 seconds on the shot clock, Jonathan Stanky will inbound. Now they look, and he's going to throw it away. And another rare turnover there. Bullerman's coming in. And out is Zayden Schott. 11:44 to play here in this first half. 14-5 our score. Knights bringing it up. Here we go. Inside they look to Wasmo, now to Guadella. Now it's the Parker Hintz. Now to Guadella again on the baseline. Shot's no good. Schumann will get the rebound. And now here comes Jonathan Stanky with a basketball. On the drive, no reach. They're going to let him play as no foul called. Now they give it up to Schumann. Now back to Stanky. Stanky over to Crabtree. Crabtree on the drive, stops, gives it up to Jonathan. Jonathan making some space, takes the fall away, the fade away, and for two, it's good. 14-7 in favor of the Knights. And on the drive, as breaking them down there was Parker Hintz, but the shot is no good, and it's rebounded by the Rebels. Stanky three-pointer! The Rebels right back to it with a big three, and they cut it to four. 14-10. Knights leading the Rebels here with 10:25 to play first half. As it's Darren Lynn with the basketball. Ball goes out of bounds. It's turned over to the Rebels. Justice Casey checking in. Also, Jaden Lynn back into the ballgame. Rebels basketball here. Trailing by four. 14-10. Alden Conger with the lead. Jonathan Stanky will bring it up here for the Rebels. To Crabtree. Oh, the ball's tipped. And head coach Adam Walker wants good passes. And here we go. Back to Boulerman. Now to Jonathan Stanky. Over to Bonsack. Bonsack looks into Schumann. Schumann takes one dribble. Shot goes up. It's no good. And we are going to get a foul on Blake Boulerman on the rebound. That'll be Blake's second. That's his third, actually. So that's three now on Boulerman. 14-10, our score. Knights leading the Rebels by four. Boulerman comes out. Brennan Anderson in there for him, the senior for the Rebels. And there's a shot. It is short by Parker Hintz, and we got a push. And that's going to be on Andrew Wasmo. That'll be his first. And the Rebels. Now we'll bring it up here. 9:27 and counting here to play in this first half. Screen. Now they give it up to Anderson. Now back over to Crabtree. He thought about the three. Now gives it up to Jonathan Stanky. Corner. To Anderson. Anderson bounce pass. Bonsack in the lane. A runner. He is fouled on his shot attempt and will go to the free throw line. So Bonsack goes to the free throw line and shooting two. Quinton Guanelli will come in. And the foul going to go on Andrew Wasmo. And that'll be two on him. Free throw by Bonsack is no good. Here we go, Bonsack's free throw. That one is good for Dillon. 14-11, Knights lead the Rebels here in Section 2A playoffs, the South subsection. And there's Casey, Justice Casey. And now Guadella on the move. He'll kick it over. Top of the key, there's Lynn, and he'll kick it back out to Guadella, who spins. Shot goes up. It's long, no good. Then it's rebounded by Casey, who throws up a shot, no good. And on the run was Jonathan Stanky, and no foul call. It goes out of bounds. And the Rebels will give it up here to the Knights. So no little contact there, but no call. And it goes out of bounds off that shot attempt by Jonathan Stanky on the drive. And here we go with Hintz on the move. He'll take that jumper. He was knocking him down at first, but now that one is off the mark. No good, and the Rebels will rebound it. Jonathan Stanky with the basketball. Looking over to Anderson in the corner. Anderson now dribbles once out of there and now needs to get rid of it. He does to Jonathan Stanky. Stanky on the move, gets into the paint, shot, rattles out, drops in for two. Jonathan Stanky hits there. And it is now 14-3. And a jump ball. And we have Tyler Erickson coming in, also number one, Landon Mattson, a junior. Coming in here for the Knights of Alden-Conger. And the Knights will inbound here. So they get the possession on the jump. Mattson has it. Now to Lynn. And Darren Lynn. He'll swing it over to Quinella. And now Darren Lynn. Now over to Quinella again. Gets to Lynn in the corner. Ball's tipped. Now looks inside. Lynn on the shot. No good. Anderson is there for the rebound. And out. 7:20 to go. Crabtree with a basketball. 14-13. Knights leading the Rebels here by one. Jonathan Stanky, three-pointers off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Alden Conger. 7 minutes to go here in the first half. 14-13. Alden Conger by one. And now Mattson with the ball. Gives it up to Guanilla, and then they turn it over. Here come the Rebels now off the turnover. To Bonsack. Now to Schumann on the block. Schumann. And he's going to get called for a travel, and he'll turn it over. Sixth turnover by the Rebels. 6:42 to go, first half. 14-13 our score. Knights leading the Rebels. Cordelo with the basketball. He'll give it up to Hintz now. And they swing it over. Now back to Hintz. Hintz looks at Mattson, now spins, gets in the paint, lays it up off the glass. A good take there by Parker Hintz, and he's got eight. And now to Crabtree. 16-13, Knights lead. Ball is loose, and we're going to get a foul, I believe, here on number 15, Jaden Lynn. As Schumann will come out now, and it'll be Nathan Mutchler, the junior, coming in. Swinging it over now to Johnny. Stanky on the take as he gets in the paint. It's off the back of the rim, and now the ball loose, and it's got taken there by Alden Conger. And now Quinella with it. Now kicks it into the corner. There's a shot, and it's short. Taken there by Parker Hintz in the corner. And it's rebounded by the Rebels. Ahead to Crabtree. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Crabtree, though, so he gets his own rebound. Now over to Jonathan Stanky. Now to Mutchler. Mutchler inside, and he goes up strong, and he draws the contact and is fouled and will go to the free throw line here for the Rebels. So Nathan Mutchler coming to the line. Hence, that'll be his second foul now. Fourth, or the 16th foul on the Knights. Mutchler misses the first free throw. Here's number two now for Nathan. And that one is short, no good. And it's rebounded here by Alden Conger. Quinella with it, gives it up now to Parker Hintz. Now look inside to Quinella. Off the glass, no good. Ooh, going down hard. There's a foul, Mutchler on the rebound attempt. Kind of got undercut there. And it's going to be another foul on Jaden Lynn. That is his second. And we're at 17 fouls, so that'll put Mutchler to the free throw line here again with a 1-1 now. And he connects on the first one, so he'll get another. Here will Nathan Mutchler. And Mutchler's next free throw, nice and neat, it goes through. 2-for-4 now from the line. Here's Mutchler, and he's got 2 points. And it's 16-15. There's the shot taken there by number two, Erickson, on the drive, and they find him there, and he gets it to go. 18-15 now, just as quickly as the Rebels score. And Alden Conger came back with a basket of their own, and that one thrown away. It's tipped, though, by Alden Congers Mattson. And it'll be Rebel basketball. Over to Jonathan Stanky now. Stanky gets a screen from Crabtree. Goes cross court. Anderson takes the three. Off the mark, no good by Anderson. Rebounded by Alden Conger. Parker Hintz now will bring it up here for the Knights. Over to Mattson. Now we've got a whistle as somebody threw a. Oh, it looks like somebody lost some soda. That's going to be a mess. All right, we'll take a timeout. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Get the latest soybean technology in Asgrove's ExtendFlex soybeans from Wagner Seed. ExtendFlex yield technology gives you more consistent, flexible weed control, especially in tough-to-manage and resistant weeds, while also giving you higher yield opportunity with more beans per pod and more bushels per acre. Find out about Asgrove ExtendFlex soybeans at Wagner Seed, serving South Central Minnesota, now in our fifth generation of seed sales.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
All right, we are back here as they get the pop cleanup, the spill, the pop spill cleaned up over there in the USC student section. As they're still working on a little bit along the sideline there. And still working. I thought they had it done. Players are on the floor. So we've had a pop spill delay, a spill delay on the floor here. Gives both teams a quick timeout here. And they're still working over there to get it figured out. Or get it cleaned up, I should say. As, let's see. So we got it all. All right, here we go. Inbound, now Mattson with it here for Alden Conger. And he'll give it up. Hintz has it now to Guanilla. Guanilla, Mattson in the corner. He drives, gets into the paint. Shot is up, it's short. But Lynn is there to collect the rebound, but his shot is no good. And now the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Rebels. Diving was Mutchler to try to keep it alive to grab it for the USC Rebels here. But it goes out of bounds off him. 4 minutes to play here in the first half. 18-15, Alden Conger with a three-point lead. Shot by Guanilla, no good. Stanky there with a rebound. And now Jonathan brings the basketball up. Looks, finds Bonsack. Bonsack holds it high. Now pump fakes, now finds Crabtree in the paint right at the elbow there. Looking for a cutter now, no one's there. Now back to Crabtree. To Anderson in the corner now. 10 on the shot clock. Crabtree with a basketball. Looks to Bonsack, there's the kick out to Jonathan. Jonathan Stanky goes up, contact, but again, no whistle. There is no whistle, no foul. Ball goes out of bounds. And here we go. Rebels with it. Anderson shot. No good. It's short. Rebounded by the Knights. Hints to Guanilla. Three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. Stanky's there for the board. All right. Jonathan Stanky gets a screen here from Mutchler. Now goes the opposite direction. Looking, finds Bonsack. Bonsack, runner in the paint, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Alden Conger. And here we go. Guadilla gives it up here to Hintz. Now over to Erickson. Now It's Lynn. Shot is up. It is good. Over Mutchler. Mutchler with a heck of a block attempt there, but it gets over here for Lynn. He gets two. 20-15. Alden Conger with a lead. Ball is kicked, and now the substitutions come in. Zayden Schott coming in. And also Schumann in. Mutchler's out. Anderson's out here for the Rebels. And 2:22 to play here in the first half. Don't forget Hodges' halftime report coming up for you at halftime. Jonathan Stanky with the basketball. And we're seeing a lot of zone here from Alden Conger. Shot, and it rattles out no good by Stanky, and it's rebounded by the Knights. Ahead to Erickson. Shot taken. It's a high arcer, and it's short by Casey, but then rebounded and missed there by number five, Darren Lynn. And now we got a whistle. And it's going to be a foul on Jaden Lynn. It's three on him now. Vanilla will come in now for Lynn, picking up his third. Again, Blake Bullerman sitting on the bench here for quite some time with his third foul that he picked up earlier in this first half. Well, that'll put C.J. Schumann to the free throw line here. He's got 2 points tonight, looking to add to it here and cut into this five-point lead, and he gets it to go. 20-16, Alden Conger's lead is four. Looking to make it three here, Schumann. And he's long on that free throw. Ball is loose, but it's rebounded by the Knights. And Schumann goes one for two there. And ahead they get it there to Casey, who misses the shot, rebounded by the Rebels. Crabtree with a basketball, gets it almost knocked away, and he is surrounded by two Knights, and we're going to get a foul called on the Knights. Tyler Erickson, 1-1 here for Crabtree. It'll be double bonus after this. Crabtree can get into the scorebooks here. And he's no good on the free throw. And there's the rebound by the Knights. Winella on the take. Gets the shot to go up. It's no good, though. And Schumann's there for the rebound. Here come the Rebels now. 20-16, Knights with the lead. Looking inside to a cutting Bonsack. Now they'll kick it out, and a double dribble called on Dylan Bonsack. So that'll turn it over to the Knights here. 1:15 to go, and 20-16 our score. The Knights are leading the Rebels. Vanilla brings it up. Swings it over now. Darren Lynn now to Jaden, or excuse me, Guanella. Three in the corners, no good. Schumann is there for the rebound. A lot of shots taken here by Alden Conger. They lead by four here, 50 seconds and counting. Crabtree with the basketball. Stanky in the corner, looking inside to Schumann. Now gets a fadeaway. That rolls out no good. Rebounded by the Knights. And now here comes Hintz. Gives it up. Now to Casey. Ball's knocked away. Oh! A foul is called on Aiden Crabtree. That'll be his first. Thought it was a clean pick there as he knocked the ball out. Gotta call a foul. So, 24 seconds to go here in this first half. As Hensel inbound it to Guanella. Guanella gives it over to Crew, or to Casey. And there's the shot taken, and it's short. Stanky, and it gets stolen away from him. He loses it, and then a foul on the shot by Alden Conger. Four points, seven to go. as Jonathan Stanky got the rebound there and then lost it. And Hintz comes, gets the bucket for the free throw there. And Adam Walker wanted a foul call there. Short on the shot, on the free throw. And here's Crabtree, and it is... no one gets the shot off for USC. So at halftime, it is Holden Conger leading 21-16 here in a crazy first half. 21-16. Alden Conger leading USC. Your Hodges halftime report coming up in 3 minutes.
At Bedrock Ready Mix, they have it, they mix it, and they deliver it. Bedrock Ready Mix is your locally owned and operated ready mix cement, rock, and sand supplier. Choose the mixture that's right for your project. Plus, Bedrock Ready Mix has exposed aggregate concretes available too. All of their concrete's delivered with front-load trucks, and they have the ready-mix for your next cement pad, sidewalk, driveway, footings, basement, or any other project you need cement for. When your job calls for concrete, call Bedrock Ready-Mix at 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton. Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
And we are back here at halftime. It is time now for your Hodges halftime report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. We'll have your first half stats right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
And we are back here, Hodges Halftime Report. Holden Conger leading USC here at halftime. 21-16, our score here at the half. And Parker Hintz leading the way here for Holden Conger with 9 points. Then 5 from Quentin Guadilla, 5 from Tyler Erickson, 2 from Jaden Lynn to round off the scoring for Holden Conger. For USC, they're led by Jonathan Stanky with 10. Then it's three from C.J. Schumann, two from Nathan Mutchler off the bench, and one from Dylan Bonsack. So that's the scoring, and the Rebels shot just 5 of 20 in the first half for 25%, and then 5 of 11 from the free throw line at 45%. For Alden Conger, they shot 9 of 32 from the field at 28%, and 1 of 4 from the free throw line at 25%. USC, 19 team rebounds, and also for Alden Conger, same there, 19 team rebounds here as well. Turnovers, the Rebels have turned it over 8 times in the first half compared to the 4 by Alden Conger, so they've doubled the turnovers. Have the Rebels there, they've turned it over 8. Foul trouble, Blake Bullerman, who is scoreless in this ball game, was in foul trouble with 3 fouls. And it's Jaden Lynn for Alden Conger in foul trouble with 3 fouls as well. That's your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. Again, our halftime score, Alden Conger leading USC by a score of 21-16. We're back with second half action in 3 minutes.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
Extend the life of your equipment with the best warranty program and risk management tool in the agriculture industry. The Cenex Total Protection Plan covers new and used equipment. Receive up to 10 years or 10,000 hours of engine coverage when you use Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster premium diesel fuel and synthetic lubricants. With no deductible, the Cenex Total Protection Plan provides unmatched coverage to give you the power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
To enroll in the Cenex Total Protection Plan, contact New Way K&H Cooperative at 800-445-4118 or visit newway-knh.com.
I've had migraines, so I've been to a lot of other chiropractors.
Here's Lonnie Nelson.
A guy I used to work with actually recommended Dr. Shane Tafe. He'd started going there, and when I went to Dr. Shane Tafe, he had a different kind of style of adjusting my neck, and the different adjustments that he did brought even more relief, and I started not going to the chiropractor quite as much. I also had the regenerative tissue injections. Really felt a lot better. I've been able to sleep better. Been a life changer for me.
Find us at TafeWellnessCenter.com to see how we can help you stay feeling at your best.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Get higher yields with Conceal and Precision Planting at Johnson Seeds. Efficiently place fertilizer with Conceal, a planter attachment cleanly tucked into the row unit that puts nutrition in the soil 3 inches from the seed, where it's easily accessed and safe from loss without compromising your planter's performance. Call Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, for your seed and precision planting needs. Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is the perfect place to stop before or after the game. In fact, anytime. We have delicious lunch specials and serve a Friday night supper September through May, along with our regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us for our weekly drink specials and our meat raffle and drawings on Thursdays. There's a great time waiting for you. So join your friends at the Wells VFW.
And we are back here at halftime. 21-16, Alden Conger, the number 6 seed, up on the number 3 seed USC Rebels here again. 21-16 at the halftime here. And again, leading the way here for the Rebels, Jonathan Stanky with 10. And it's Parker Hintz, another senior for Alden Conger, 9 points to lead the Knights. But the Knights have a little more of a support here thus far in the first half from other starters, with Quinella with 5, Erickson with 5. The Rebels, just 3 from Schumann, 2 from Mutchler, and 1 from Bonsack here. So just 4 points from the starting lineup other than John Stanky here, as Mutchler has the 2 off the bench. So here we go. It'll be Rebels and the Knights. Second half action here from Wells. Rebels will start this one with the basketball. Stanky, Crabtree, Bonsack, Schumann, Bullerman here for the Rebels. And Guadilla, Erickson, Lynn, Wassman, and Hintz for the Knights. And Stanky gives it up to Crabtree now. Crabtree holds the basketball, gives it up to Stanky. Jonathan Stanky now at top of the key, just along that center circle, gives it up. Now Bonsack, now looking inside. Schumann goes up strong and gets the bucket to go. C.J. Schumann now with 5. And the Rebels score on their first possession here of the second half. 3-point lead from Alden Conger now, 21-18. That one almost knocked away by Stanky. There's a tip. And on the way is Erickson. They find Lynn down low, and Jaden Lynn will get the 2. He's got 4. So they score on their first possession here to the Knights. Jonathan Stanky on the move. He'll give it up. Crabtree has it. And now looking inside to Bullerman. Bullerman, and there was a double dribble. That'll turn it over here to the Knights there on the double dribble. 16-53 now, 23-18 our score. Alden Conger with the lead. Wassmon at the top, gives it up to Guadilla. Guadilla now over to Lynn. Lynn goes up and he is fouled. And that one going to be called on Schumann. That'll be his first. Good thing it wasn't on Bullerman. That would have been his 4th. So Schumann picks up foul number 1. Free throw by Lynn, and that one rattles in here for Jaden Lynn, who now has 5. And Lynn will get the 2nd one to go. Stanky will bring it up now for the Rebels. Here's Crabtree. Now back to Bonsack, over to Stanky. And that one picked off by Parker Hintz, and he will take it all the way for 2. He's got 11. And now Stanky, he'll fire a 3. That one off the mark, no good. And it's rebounded by the Knights. 27-18 our score. Knights leading the Rebels here. Can the Knights defeated these Rebels back in January? The Rebels looking to avenge that loss here in the playoffs, and they get the ball on a turnover. Jonathan Stanky on the drive. Pull up and under move. Off the glass is good for 2, and he's got 12. Nicely done there by Johnny Stanky. On the move now, and inside to Wassmon on the dish, and he gets it to go. That's the first bucket for Andrew Wassmon. And now 29-20, a 9-point lead here for Alden Conger. Crabtree with the basketball. Gives it up to Bonsack. Bonsack thought about the shot, now gives it up. Now over to Martinez on the drive, and he gets it to go for 2. 14 now for Jonathan Stanky. And now, here comes some pressure here by the Rebels. The ball's tipped. Stanky with the steal. And the lay. Oh, he's short on the lay-in. And he gets the steal, but he's short on the lay-in. And it's rebounded by Alden Conger. Shot up by Wasmone. No good. And then it's followed by 15, Jaden Lynn for two. 31-22. Alden Conger with the lead. Stanky gives it up now to Crabtree. Now back over to Bonsack in the corner. Bonsack looks to Bullerman. Bullerman on the move goes up, and it's knocked out by Alden Conger. And let's see. So Tyler Erickson comes out in his number five, Darren Lynn. Rebels to inbound. A Bullerman. Bullerman goes up. His shot is no good. Schumann's there. No good. Schumann again on the miss, and he can't get it to go. And almost knocked it. Off of Guarnella, out of bounds, and that'll turn it over to USC. 14 minutes to play now. Inside they find Schumann for two. Nice find there by Jonathan Stanky. And Schumann now with seven. And here comes Alden Conger, and the ball's loose, and now bodies are hitting the floor. And we're going to get a foul called on the whistle here. And a foul going to be called on Crabtree. That is his second. So 13:42 to play here. 31-24. Alden Conger leading USC. Inside, they find Casey, who loses the basketball. And here come the Rebels with that turnover. Stanky on it, gets it into Schumann once again. There's the kick out. Bonsack, corner three is short, no good. Jonathan Stanky's there for the rebound. Layup attempt, no good. Off the glass, no good. And it's rebounded by Alden Conger. So here come the Knights once again, leading 31-24, 13:10 to go. And here come the Knights. Shot is up by Wasmone, and it rolls off no good. And here's Schumann to collect the rebound. Stanky on the move. Gets into the paint. Pump fake now. The kick out. Now there's a foul underneath. And it's going to be on 30. Justice Casey is first. And we got a full timeout here by Alden Conger. 12:50 to play. 31-24. The Knights lead the Rebels. Back with more in 1 minute.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. State Line Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
And we're back here as it is 31-24, 12:50 to play. And now Stanky will get in. And they get it into Schumann on the inbound, and Schumann will connect. He's got nine now. And now they got a travel on Alden Conger. That's some pressure And down went Darren Lynn to turn it over here to the Rebels. 31-26. Shot by Crabtree. Oh, it rolls off no good on the three-point attempt. Wasmone will get the rebound. And now Guadella on the move. He'll kick it. And they find Wasmone. He goes up. And it's stripped away by Bullerman. Straight up. Now to Bonsack. And Bonsack will get called for the travel and turn it right back over here to the Knights. ...12-12 to play here. Guadella with a basketball. Gives it up to Casey. Casey gets it picked by Bonsack. Bonsack, layup is good. The steal in the bucket by Dylan Bonsack. He's got three. Guadella with a basketball. Here comes that 2-2-1 pressure. Stanky almost got the rebound, or the steal. Guadella on the runner. It bounces off the back of the rim. No good. And it's rebounded by USC. Crabtree. Three-pointer is short. No good. An air ball that will go out of bounds. So the shot struggles for Crabtree continue as he's unable to connect there. 11:35 to play. Here's that pressure by USC. And almost stolen there by Jonathan Stanky, but the Knights, oh, they almost didn't get it across. Bullerman with the tip and tips it out of bounds. 31-28 our score. As the Knights here now, as Guadella has it. Now back to Hintz. Now to Guadella. And now Erickson with it. Thought about the three, gives it up to Lynn. Lynn on the move now, and he goes as he attacks Bullerman, who's in foul trouble here with three. And the shot is good there by Darren Lynn. It's his first two of the game. And here come the Rebels now. And we've got... is it a kick? A kick called there on Guadella. 33-28 our score. Crabtree with a basketball. Swings it over now. And shot by Crabtree. That one rattles out no good. They're almost there, but then just rattled out there on that shot attempt by Crabtree. Guadella, he'll take the three-pointer, and he will make it. The unorthodox shot there that he has. And we've got a timeout. 36-28, 10:22 to go. A full timeout by the Rebels. Again, with 10:22 to play, 36-28, Alden Conger leading USC. More in a minute.
It's Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Stop in and see their new spring merchandise and draw your own discount on your entire purchase. Don't miss the savings during Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th from 8 to 5 and Saturday, March 16th from 8 to noon at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. In-stock merchandise only, repair work not included.
United Hospital District is excited to announce the arrival of their newest provider, Dr. Brittany Waletzko-Bartz. Dr. Waletzko-Bartz is a certified family medicine and obstetrics physician with 3 years of experience. She treats conditions of all kinds, along with performing routine checkups with a special interest in prenatal care and end-of-life care. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Brittany Waletzko-Bartz in our Blue Earth Clinic, call 507-526-7388. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
And back here, 10:22 to play. It's Alden Conger, 36, USC 28, 10:22 to go. As the Rebels with the basketball. Jonathan Stanky has it for USC. And now looks inside Bullerman. Bullerman trying to get it into Schumann, and it's a turnover. Ball goes to Alden Conger. Guadella Swings it over now to Erickson. And now it's Hintz on the move. Bump fake, shot up, no good. Jonathan Stanky is there for the rebound. And he gives it up to Bonsack. Bonsack back to Stanky. Inside Boorman, one dribble. Bonsack, bounce pass to him. And now he's in trouble. Gives it up to Jonathan Stanky. There's the dish to Schumann. Schumann can't get the shot to fall, but he is fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line. So C.J. Schumann to the free throw line on the foul called on Darren Lynn, his second. Shot is up short there by Schumann. Schumann's next one is off the mark, no good, and it's rebounded by the Knights. 9:35 and counting. Knocked away, Crabtree with the basketball. It's the steal. Over to Bonsack. Now to Stanky. Stanky looks inside to Bullerman. Bullerman now will kick it to Stanky. Stanky will throw up a shot. He is fouled. So Jonathan Stanky was fouled there by Jaden Lynn. That'll be four on Jaden. And Stanky to the free throw line here. Shot is up, no good. Stanky goes up here for shot number two on the free throw line. And that one's good. Here comes that pressure from USC here. 36-29 our score. They wanted the trap, did not get it, and ahead to Darren Lynn for two. Adam Walker wanted the trap, but they did not get it, and that resulted in a bucket for the Knights. Inside, Bullerman. Bullerman blocked by Wasmone, and it's last touch by USC. ...38-29, Alden Conger with the lead. And now on the move is Wasmone. Ooh. Ball's loose, and it's to get grabbed by the Rebels. Jonathan Stanky has it. Stanky with the basketball. Goes to his left. Now they find Bonsack in the corner, who drives. Pull-up shot. Wasman's there to reject it. And here we go. Into the Rebels inside. Now they back it out here to Crabtree. Now going to drive the baseline. Losing the ball is Stanky. And now here come the Knights, and then they lose it and turn it over for the 10th time here in this half. Jonathan Stanky with the basketball. 8 minutes to go. 38-29. There's a kick. Bonsack now will inbound here for USC. And now Stanky, three-pointer. He buries it. Jonathan Stanky for three. And it's 38-32. Alden Conger lead is six. Now the Knights swing it. Quinella, three-pointer, no good. But underneath is Wasmone for the offensive rebound to get the two to go. And that one, another kick by Alden Conger. Rebels will inbound here. 40-32 our score. Alden Conger leading USC, the sixth seed, leading the number three seed here. Section 2A, the south subsection. Here. As here comes Stanky. And a pushing through the screen there was Erickson. Nothing called there. Sponsak was looking to set a screen. Now we got a whistle underneath. And that's going to be a foul here on number five, Darren Lynn. And let's see, that's three on Lynn now. 7:08 to play. Bullerman with a basketball. That one is going to go off of a leg again of Erickson on a kick. Rebels to inbound. Schumann has it. That ball's tipped and unable to corral it. There was hints, but he got the tip. 7:02 to go. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 40-32, an 8-point lead here for Alden Conger. And there's the foul as Bonsack hits the floor as Erickson, trying to fight through the screen, is just plowing. It's not football there, Tyler. So he tried to play. He did plow Bonsack to the floor, trying to run through that screen. And here we go, 6:52 to go. Bonsack gives it up to Crabtree. Crabtree finds Schumann, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul underneath there. Schumann will go to the free throw line as Parker Hintz is called for a foul number three there. Shot is up, and that one's good by C.J. Schumann. Schumann will get another here. Free throw number two. And that one's off the mark. Bonsack with a rebound. Back to Schumann. Stanky three-pointer is good. So Schumann missed the free throw, but the rebound. And the shot goes up Stanky, and it's a four-point ball game. 6:37 to play. 40 for the Knights, 36 for the Rebels. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Founded in 1915, Farmers Co-op Association has grown to four locations throughout northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, offering full-service agronomy, grain, energy, and feed. Farmers Co-op Association is proud to be owned by the customers which they serve. Community plays a large role in what they stand for. Because of this, they believe in doing business locally as well as giving back to the communities that their employees and patrons live in. Farmers Co-op Association, with locations in Forest City, Leland, Buffalo Center, and Keister, is here to serve you.
And we are back here, 6:37 to play. Knights with a basketball and a four-point lead here, 40-36. 6.5 to go. And Rebels throwing on some pressure here now to Alden Conger. Guanella, three-pointer, and he knocks it down. Quentin Guanella with another big three-pointer for the Knights. 43-36. So that kind of answered Jonathan Stanky's three there. So here we go. Crabtree back to Stanky. Bonsack over to Stanky. Stanky, three-pointer. It's short, no good. Crabtree, rebound. And the ball kicked back out to Jonathan Stanky. Stanky on the move. Off the glass, no good. But he gets the foul. And we'll go to the free throw line. So Jonathan Stanky to the free throw line here. Free throw's good by Jonathan Stanky. He'll get another one here. Free throw number two for Jonathan coming up. And he misses that one. And it's rebounded by Erickson. Now to Guanella, now to Erickson. Now they swing it over to Lynn. Lynn on the move, goes up strong. And he gets the bucket to go. The shot and the foul here for Darren Lynn. Foul called on 23, Blake Bullerman. That's number four on him. Anderson will come in for Bullerman here with 5:41 to play. 45-37. And the free throw is good. Here come the Rebels now. 46-37, Alden Conger with the lead. 5.5 to play. Bonsack with the basketball. Looks to Stanky. Stanky got two guys around him. Ball's tipped, and it's taken away by Guanella. And now with Hintz with the basketball. Looks inside to Wasmone, and Crabtree gets a steal. Stanky with the basketball. Looking, and now gets over to Crabtree. Crabtree looks to Bonsack. Bonsack back out to Crabtree. Now to Stanky. And the paint. Pull-up jumper. Off the mark. No good. Wasmone will grab the rebound for Alden Conger. 46-37. Alden Conger leading USC here with 4:40 to play. And the ball is loose. And it's Jonathan Stanky with the basketball. On the move, he'll kick it to Bonsack. Bonsack now over to Crabtree. Back to Bonsack. Bonsack looks inside. Stanky comes out to get it. Gets a screen now. Crabtree thought about the shot, gives it up. Now Stanky on the cut. Here's Schumann down low, and he gets it to go. Nice find, and C.J. Schumann comes through with a big bucket. 4:04 to go and counting, 46-39. Stanky ball's tipped, and it's recovered there by Hintz. Now ahead to Lynn. Into Wasmone, and Wasmone will kiss it off the glass for two. He's got six all in the second half. 48-39 now our score. Mutchler set to check in for the Rebels. Crabtree with the basketball, gives it up to Bonsack. Now to Stanky, now over to Schumann. Schumann up strong, and he gets it to go. C.J. Schumann with some strong inside game right now for the Rebels. Keeping them in this one. 48-41. And Schumann will come out here with 3:26 to go. Mutchler will give him a breather. Inbound here for the Knights. Guadilla with the basketball. And now Hintz gets it to Guadilla. Guadilla takes it all the way. No good. Wasmone rebound. And the putback for Wasmone. He's got eight. All in the second half. 3 minutes to go. 50-41. Alden Conger leading USC. Sankey with the basketball. Working it around. Rebels need to get moving here. 2:50 and counting. Stanky on the move. Goes up. Shot. Acrobatic shot. No good. Wasmone's there for the rebound. 2:40 to go. Now, Alden Conger's coach telling them to slow it down. Wasmone goes up. Shot. No good. And it's rebounded by USC. Inside. And Mutchler is fouled on the shot. I believe it'll go on Wasmone. Yes, it is. Wasmone out with a foul. That's three on him. As Mutchler will go to the free throw line here. Free throw no good by Mutchler. Anderson comes out. Schumann's back in. And Mutchler gets the roll. And Bullerman will come down and come in now for Mutchler. 2:26 to go. Alden Conger leads by 8, 50-42. Pressure by USC. As Guadilla brings it up, gets it across, and a foul called on USC. And it's going to be on Bonsack. Bonsack's first. Fourth team foul. Knights inbound. Wasmone has it. kicks it out. Out of Lynn. Now they swing it over here to Erickson. Winilla now back to Erickson again. Now to Hintz. Hintz baseline. And the ball's loose. And we've got a... Oh! They called the timeout before a jump ball. Wow. So Alden Conger gets the timeout. 2:06 to play. 50-42. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880.
All right, back here, 2:06 to play. 50-42, Alden Conger leading USC. And they have the basketball. To Lynn, now over to Erickson. Now to Guanilla. Guanilla drives, stops. Takes the three with 3 seconds on the shot clock, and Bullerman will grab the rebound off the miss. Jonathan Stanky on the move now. Ah, Rebels need to get some offensive move, and off the glass, Stanky no good, and it's rebounded by Alden Conger. And now we got a whistle. 1:33 to play, and that's going to be 5 on Blake Bullerman. In his, well, it's his final home game for Blake Bullerman anyway, for sure. Rebels hope it's not their last game of the season here. With 1:30 to play, they trail by 8. And now Erickson with the basketball. Quinella now back to Erickson. Erickson, they're double-teamed, and we're going to get a jump ball. And it will stay Alden Conger. Good tie-up there by Crabtree. Rebels need to clamp down on defense here. Alden Conger, and that one, it is over and back. And the Knights turn it over to USC. So the Rebels, can they capitalize on this turnover with 1:16 to go? 50-42. Quick shots. Doesn't necessarily need to be a three, but they need to get in it quick. They need to move. To Martinez, almost out of bounds. He'll take the three. The three's good! Jonathan Stanky with the three, and we've got a timeout. 1:04 to go. Within 5 now are the Rebels. 50-45, 1:04 to play. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
This is Colin from Wagner Seed, your DeKalb dealer. When corn growers in this area want superior performance, they count on DeKalb. SmartStack Pro offers 3 modes of action for corn rootworm control. Maximize your yields. Ask Wagner Seed about DeKalb and SmartStack Pro hybrids that'll work best for you. For superior performance, contact your DeKalb dealers, Wagner Seed. Serving South Central Minnesota, now in our 5th generation of seed sales.
And we're back here, 1:04 to go. 50-45, Alden Conger leading USC. Rebels put on the full court man-to-man pressure. And they throw it away. And it is Rebel basketball. The 14th turnover in the second half by Alden Conger. 1:04 to go. Get a 5-point game. Jonathan Stanky with the ball. He'll take the three. It's good! Jonathan Stanky drains the three-pointer. 50-48, and we've got a whistle. And a foul going to be called on Jonathan Stanky. His second. 55 seconds to go. Alden Conger 50, USC 48. Guanella with the basketball, gives it up to Hintz. Hintz on the baseline, two inside, and they give it up to Wasmo. 10 points for him. And they're all in the second half. And now we've got a foul, a reach in on 30. That's going to be Justice Casey. 41 seconds to go. Jonathan Stanky will go to the free throw line here. And what are we looking? That's 52-48. Wasbone had that too. It did get put up there. We all knew what the score was. Stanky's first free throw is good. He'll get another. So Jonathan Stanky knocks down this one. It's a three-point game. 52-49. 41.5 to go. Stanky's second free throw is up, and it's good. 52-50. Here come the Rebels with the pressure. 38 seconds to go. Getting it across now is, and a timeout called. A quick, no, oh, we got a foul. And the foul on Crabtree. So Crabtree with four fouls. Free throws here for Hintz. 1-1, and he knocks it down. Parker Hintz knocks down the free throw. 53-50. Hintz again at the free throw line, the senior. And he misses that one. Johnny Martinez skies for the rebound. 53-50, our score. Jonathan Stanky with the basketball. Takes the shot. No good, rebounded, and a putback by Zayden Schott off the miss. 20 seconds left. Martinez threw up a miracle-type three-pointer there. It misses, but Zayden Schott is there for the rebound and the putback with the biggest bucket of the game for him. And possibly here for the Rebels as they're within one. With 20.8 seconds to go, it's 53-52. Alden Conger leads by one. With that, it'll be their basketball. Possession arrow is in favor of USC. Both teams are in the bonus, as the Rebels will be in the double bonus if they're fouled here from here on out. But again, 20.8 seconds to go. 52-53. The Rebels trail by one, down one. Jonathan Stanky, 30 points here tonight. But the big two on Zayden Schott's rebound putback crash in the weak side and puts it up. Pressure here by USC now. So they're down by one, 53-52. Alden Conger to inbound. And they get it in. Erickson, 19 seconds. They want to foul, and they do. Bonsack will foul him. Almost knocked the ball away clean to Dillon. That'll be foul number two on Bonsack. And that'll bring number two, Tyler Erickson, to the free throw line here. 1-1. He has not shot any free throws here this evening. Here comes that USC student section with the noise, and he misses. Jonathan Stanky with the rebound. 13 seconds to go, and we've got a timeout. 11 seconds to go. Rebels take the timeout. 53-52, 11 seconds to go. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow.
From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services. They focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. BevCom, community built on connections.
And we are back here, 11 seconds to go in a playoff thriller. An instant classic here on 98 Country. 53-52, Alden Conger leading USC by one. USC will have the basketball with 11 seconds to go. Let's see, what will be the Knights' game plan here? They're going to stick with their 3-2-D. Crabtree will inbound to Stanky. Stanky now to Batu. Zayden's shot. Screen from Schumann. Crabtree, corner three. Off the mark, no good. And with 2 seconds winding down, the ball's loose. Shot at the buzzer. It's good. Is it good? Is it good? Was the shot in time? No basket. Jonathan Stanky. At the buzzer, a three-pointer. And it's called no good. And, of course, we cannot check instant replay as that ball was knocked loose off the shot from Crabtree in the corner. It gets out to Jonathan Stanky. He knocks it down. But just not in time. Not in time, and the Rebels fall 53-52. What a game. And again, boy, if we had instant replay. If we only had instant replay. Jonathan Stanky. As the Alden Conger coaches over there. Telling him he did one hell of a job tonight with his 30 points. Could have been 33. It just was, the shot was waved off, not in time. So 53-52 is our final. Alden Conger defeating USC here in Wells. We'll be back to wrap things up here from Wells after this.
When your project calls for concrete, call on Bedrock Ready Mix, located north of Winnebago on Highway 169. They're your locally owned and operated Ready Mix cement, rock, and sand supplier, offering superior customer service to help you meet your project goals. Bedrock Ready Mix has quality products you can trust to get the job done. Call Bedrock Ready Mix 507-525-3400 or find them north of Winnebago on Highway 169.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
All right, we're back here as the season has come to a close for the USC Rebels. And Jonathan Stanky and Blake Bullerman, their senior years, their careers, basketball careers here at USC, have also come to a close in a heartbreaking 53-52 loss here to Alden Conger. Again, Jonathan Stanky, a last-second heave, a three-pointer. It went in, but it was not in time. They waved it off, shot, basket, no good. I don't know if there was instant replay, if it would have overturned it or not. I don't know. But either way, it's the end of the road here for USC. 53-52, the Rebels fall. In a heartbreaker here in Wells. Jonathan Stanky, what a game, though. 30 points for him. And then three from Dylan Bonsack. Three from Dylan Bonsack. We had C.J. Schumann with 14 points. That was a big game for him, too, as he was getting a lot, 11 points in that second half from C.J. And then 2 points from Zayden Schott, which was key 2 points. He got that miss off one of Jonathan Stanky's threes and gets the rebound on the weak side there with the putback to keep the Rebels right in this one. And then Nathan Mutchler with 3 points round up the scoring here for the Rebels. Quinn Guanella with 11 for Alden Conger. Tyler Erickson with 5. Jaden Lynn with 8. Andrew Wasbone with 10 points. All of those in the second half for him for Alden Conger. Parker Hintz with 12. He had 9 in the first half, and then the Rebels did a pretty good job of containing him in the second. And then Darren Lynn with 7 points, and those were all in the second half. So Andrew Wasmode and Darren Lynn, though, came up big in the second half for Alden Conger with 10 points for Wasmode, 7 for Darren Lynn, again, in the second half. So those were big second halves for those two players who were scoreless in the first half. And again, the Rebels fall here 53-52. The 6th seed Alden Conger Knights defeating the number 3 seed USC Rebels to take on the winner of Springfield and Medelia Thursday night. Will Alden Conger moving on to Thursday night in St. Peter at the high school there with a 7:45 tip-off. Again, we want to thank Race back in our 98 Country Studios for another nice job operating the board here this evening. And again, we want to thank you for listening and thank all of our great sponsors as well. For 98 Country Sports, this is Travis Fenske. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Boys Section Playoff Basketball. Tonight's game between the USC Rebels and Alden Conger Knights was brought to you by Bevcom, Farmers Co-op Association of Forest City, Leland, Keister, and Buffalo Center, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills, and Riceland, United Hospital District, Stateline Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance, TS Construction of Easton, TAFE Wellness Center of Algona, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, Bedrock Ready Mix of Winnebago, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist & Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Johnson Seeds of Wells, Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Easton and Wells, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center have brought you this presentation of 98 Country Sports. Thanks for listening.
Country invites you to visit our website for sports, news, and the latest weather 24 hours a day. Just log on to KBEW98Country.com.
I couldn't make you jealous if I tried. Couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't care. About the weather, if we talk at all, if your phone rings in the middle of the night, I don't even try to look to see who's calling. I had a difference would it make? We don't cuss and we don't care enough to even hate. We could tear up a house, we could burn the whole thing down, but boy, what for? 'Cause we don't even fight anymore. No, we don't.
No, we don't anymore. Carly Pearce and Chris Stapleton, We Don't Fight Anymore. Let's check birthdays for the 5th of March. Gabby Barrett is celebrating today. So is Jake Lloyd. This is the young man who was Anakin Skywalker in Phantom Menace. Amanda Shires, Joel Esteen, Penn Jillette, Michael Irvin, Nikki Taylor, Eva Mendez, and Michael Evans-Bailey is Jordan from the show All-American. They're all celebrating today. And if it's your special day today, happy birthday. I hope all your birthday wishes come true.
Country.
The hottest.
The coolest country.
Coolest ever.
All day, every day.
98 country. Southern Minnesota and Northern Iowa's hot country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry. Side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then pass out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry. It's this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. Got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing alright. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced. No, I'm just doing alright. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home.
Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Gave it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. I tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day
music in the world.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
What's up, I'm Chris Jansen.
You're by my side, I'm better than alright. Baby, all I need is you.
I love it.
98.1 FM.
Truck nearly all his life. You know it drove mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part she couldn't handle was being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were alright. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when daddy'd hang up, well, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and loving yellow sky. Papa loved mama, mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the bin. Well, it was bound to happen one night of death. Papa came home and it was just us kids. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, well, she was doing fine. I heard him cry for mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. Oh, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa's rig was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never had the brakes and he was shifting gear. Was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good mother, jealous kind.
Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen.
Jason Aldean, it's called Let Your Boys Be Country. Jason Aldean has a boyfriend problem. His